Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD iHeart or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. Today, 1248A, the latest medical news of the week, what it means to you. I'm going to do a brief. I got to listen to a wonderful talk by the head of the Gladstone on recent advances in gene editing and in stem cell therapy, and I'm going to review that talk in short order for you. 1248B is a wonderful guest talking about prostate cancer and the way of designing it. 1249B, and we may do it out of order to celebrate, is my partner in You, the Owner's Manual book series, Dr. Mehmet Oz, the administrator of the $2 trillion CMS. Administrator is not the right word. He's the leader of it. Very innovative human being. He's going to talk about Medicare reaching age 60. And just like you want to stay young, we want Medicare to stay young and viable as possible. The first thing to do is to say we are sponsored, as usual, by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue, as well as Longevity Playbook. Go to their websites, longevityplaybook.com, to sign up for the free newsletter, and go to the LifesFirstNaturals.com website to learn about the double-blind randomized controlled trials that show why I think almost everyone over the age of 50 ought to be taking a Truebiotic and ought to be taking Bovine Colostrum every day, just like I do. And that's because I know the data, and it's really good on how good they are at helping you. Now, the second component of this is to get to the real stories of this week. The head of the Gladstone's a research institute that started as an offshoot of the University of California, San Francisco Medical School, my alma mater, has recently continued that work, but has also teamed up with Berkeley and Stanford. And they've hired, if you will, as associates of theirs, research associates, two Nobel Prize winners whose work I'm going to talk about, one of which is in gene editing. Jennifer Doda is the Nobel Prize winner, I think, from 2012, after developing CRISPR-Cas9. What she has come up with is a way of radically improving the sensitivity, specificity, the ability to do gene editing, and price. So right now, it's approved for treating sickle cell disease by eliminating the gene that makes that, which gives you fetal hemoglobin, but it takes away the miserableness of the pain and a lot of the disability and early deaths of the disease. And it actually saves Medicare money in the long run, or Medicaid, because people don't have to visit the emergency room. They literally get a cure, at least this gene editing, but it costs $2 million, and very few people get it. It's maybe 50 people in the first year it was approved. In the second year, maybe as many as 100 people worldwide. Trivial. That's because of the cost, when millions could be benefiting from it. Well, she decided to do something about it, Jennifer Doda, and I think her company's named Jennifer. I can't remember if that's right or not. But in any case, her goal was to reduce the cost from $2 million to under $1,000. I think that's a 20,000-fold reduction in cost. Let's see, $2 million to $2,000 would be a 1,000-fold reduction. So it's a 2,000-fold reduction in cost. she thinks she can get it much cheaper than that, but a 2,000-fold reduction in cost. And this baby who was born in Philadelphia with a rare genetic abnormality that would have left him neurologically incapable of functioning and dead by age, neurologically incompetent by age 7 or 8 months and dead by several years thereafter, had one gene abnormality. So she developed something that literally, she said, could be given for $1,000. They got approval, right to try approval, a one drug approval from the FDA that's using the right to try normalization treaty that Carl Peck negotiated with all the other countries when he was FDA drug czar, CDER, quote, administrator, but he obviously innovative in doing this and getting the normalization treaty through all the countries and the right to try law through. And for $1,000, they gave it to this kid at 4 months. They got this done in 4 months, the right to try, all the FDA regulations, et cetera. Somehow Jennifer Duda and the team at the Gladstone, working with the team from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, where my son works, so shout out to CHOP, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, as well as to the Gladstone team. And what happened? Well, it's now about a year later, as I understand it, but anyway, they knocked out the gene, and the kid, before the child developed neurologic symptoms at 4 months, and is doing well. And what's the message? Well, the Human Genome Project cost $3 billion, took 10 years. You now can get that same amount of SNPs of your human genome for $40 in 6 hours. That's an 8,000-fold reduction in cost, a $12,000 reduction in time. She's trying for a 2,000-fold reduction in cost for gene editing, and she did it, and she's doing it with some of these rare genetic diseases. Imagine if you could do this for Alzheimer's disease or cardiovascular disease. That's where we're going. What does it mean? Well, some people would say it's going to put the pharmaceutical companies out of business. I don't think so. I think they will still be needed to manage all the chronic diseases that are multi-gene and that we don't know how to get the genes out of safely. How do you do this? Well, you insert a drug that's got a similar ACGT makeup in the same order. It lines up. You do it with a long enough segment so it tries to line up exactly with that gene. You then have a splicing tool on that. When it lines up, it can splice that gene out. And voila, the disease is cured. Sounds simple. Well, guess what? Alzheimer's is not quite so simple because you need to get it inside the brain in the right area to do that, which means it's tough to do. But they're developing techniques to do it inexpensively. And believe it or not, the development of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines have taught them how to use lipid nanoparticles to get into the brain with virus particles or other part of the lipid nanoparticles. Maybe we'll be able to do this for even brain diseases and brain cancer. And that brings up the second component on this. The second component is, what's new in stem cells? Well, imagine if you can take some of your own stem cells, your bone marrow, grow it in culture, train it to release dopamine, which is the missing substance in Parkinson's disease, and inject it right in the brain area that's missing the dopamine, your basal ganglia, and have them grow into neurons, you might cure Parkinson's disease. And that's now been done in 3 patients. We understand that exact process of stem cell growing. So you've got to put the stem cells in a specific place. Doesn't do any good to inject them in the bloodstream. You've got to put them right at the basal ganglia. But that's what's been done in these 3 people. And so far, in about 8 months, so good. So we're at rapid change. And that, I thank the Gladstone, Yamanaka is the person who was helpful in that. He won the Nobel Prize for his work on epigenetic programming to reset the programs by turning on four genes. Well, they're now able to turn on genes to make the dopaminergic neurons and then inject them in brain. From Dr. Yamanaka from Japan is collaborating and in residence at the Gladstone in San Francisco. So thank you, Jennifer Duda. Thank you, Dr. Yamanaka. And especially thank the Gladstone and, of course, the other collaborating institutions for advancing the science of gene editing and of stem cells so rapidly. Stay tuned to You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast. We'll tell you when they're available for you and how to get younger, because there's something really new in that field as well. Not just treating diseases or knocking out genetic diseases, but something that can save your eyes from macular degeneration, your prostate from cancer, maybe your breast from cancer, too. We'll be back next week. You'll have to keep listening to get the real scoop. Thanks again. Thank LifeFirstNaturals.com as a sponsor and LongevityPlaybook.com as a sponsor. But especially thank you for downloading us. You're the reason we do this. Thanks again.